Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, where I welcome Dr. Michael Mugnot. And Dr. Mugnot is a Manhattan-based psychotherapist and relationship counselor and founder of the highly respected Present-Centered Therapies. And today we talk about understanding how relationships change over time and how to adapt and keep the spark alive as we enter into the later stages of a long-term relationship or the middle stages, whatever you want to call it. But that area where you're comfortable, you've been in it, maybe you've been together for 3, 4, 10, 20 years, and things get a little stale, or you wake up one day and you realize you've changed a lot individually, or your partner's changed, or you're growing apart, and how to navigate that area. And we spend some time on novelty and the importance of doing new things. And I give you some homework in the episode, but I'll tell you at the top here, I really want to encourage you to try some new things in your relationship. It's going to make a huge difference. I'm speaking from personal experience and just recently having been reinvigorated just by a 2-day trip that really felt great individually and in my partnership. So do that. And we give some examples in today's conversation. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Dr. Mugnot. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
James, really nice to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to it.
Today, we're going to dive into a few different topics, and the one that I'd like to start with would be understanding how relationships change over time and the things that we need to do in order to adapt as our relationships change over time. So why do you enjoy, or why do you think it's important to talk about this and inform people around these changes and the tools to navigate them?
Okay. So when we come together in the beginning, there's certain needs that bring that to fore. And those needs are very basic. We want a partner. We want to start a life with someone. We maybe want to start a family. There's a lot of chemistry and there's a lot of things in common that we love and we imagine sharing our lives with this person. And we come together and, you know, in the first couple of years, you go through, of course, we all know about the infatuation stage and then the power struggle stage and the reality stage. And so you get through all that after a couple of years and here you are in a relationship. And that is actually can be very transforming those initial couple of years because you do confront things about yourself that only truly a trusted other can reflect. So you imagine then finally this is the way it's going to be. And most of us have some idea about how we want a future to be. And then life enters in and we have things happen. We have different needs. We go off and do work and that brings out other parts of us. And we discover other things about ourselves and we follow that. And as that is happening, as we are changing, as we are meant to do, and maturing and growing and expanding, it would make sense that the relationship, which is a obvious reflection of that co-created dynamic that is an ongoing process, that relationship will be changing as well. And sometimes we're aware of it. Sometimes it surprises us. Sometimes it happens kind of under our awareness. And the more we're aware that a relationship is not static, that is an ongoing process of our own becoming, if you will, the more that awareness can have you be attend to and attuned to really what is happening on some deeper levels. What needs may be present now that were not before, or what needs that we had initially that drew us together, those needs are fulfilled. And now we have other things that we need to pay attention to. So as life brings us along, we would expect the relationship to come along. And a good, healthy, resilient relationship is one that is able to be aware of what's happening, talk about what's happening, confide in things that are happening to us that we may need some help with, or we may need some greater reflection, or we may need to get some other reflection from other people or from other things in life. So it's important to stay abreast of that and to know that that's happening, and it's normal and it's natural and it's certainly organic, because it does happen. I mean, many of us, or hopefully people, I imagine people listening, will recognize when you first came together and who you are now, how it could almost seem like you were different people then. And in a certain sense, you were. I mean, it's certainly who you are, but it's who you are then plus, and then maybe minus some things that you have let go of, the things that weren't working. Because we all bring to a relationship our own baggage and our things that we need to look at and perhaps heal. And as that happens, those fall away and other needs are present. So it's a good thing just to be aware that a relationship is not static. It's an ongoing process. And what we hope, it's an ongoing process of healing, if that needs to happen, certainly growth, and coming together to experience more and more life together, which is obviously one of the purposes of relationship.
What would you tell someone who is listening and they're in a longer-term relationship and they're understanding what you're saying, things are changing, and they're evolving personally, and they feel like their partner is, but they feel like they might be evolving away from their partner, or that they've changed a lot as an individual, but their partner's the same, and now they relate to them much differently and maybe not in a good way. What would you say to this person? Because it seems like this would be something that's common, you know, is because we are changing and it's not always necessarily in unison with our partner, and that can create a lot of tension and conflict and feelings of distance and not feeling as connected.
That does happen, and it happens more often than we probably realize. It's important to have part of a healthy relationship is to be able to talk to your partner about anything. And that is how your feelings might be changing, but without necessarily having it have any overarching meaning or any particular thing that needs to be done about it, or any kind of ultimatum of where things might be going, or even any picture of where things might be going. Because if you're able to really be authentic with yourself and recognize that you do have some different needs now, and or some of the needs you've had, even for your partner, are changing. The only way to sort of work through that, to weather through that toward whatever the unfolding is supposed to be, is to be able to be honest and really vulnerable. And vulnerability is hard for a lot of people. There's feelings that we don't know how to express, or there's anxiety and fears about being totally honest, and part of those have to be with how we might be disappointing someone who we very much love, but then perhaps are beginning to love in a different way. So I think some kind of real frame around transparency and honesty, and also real consideration and thoughtfulness about how you're sharing this with your partner is very important. And at times it can be helpful to seek some outside assistance, i.e. in therapy or other ways where you can have some reflection or some support or some help in having conversations that might be difficult.
It's certainly a difficult conversation. You know, if you come to your partner of 10 years and communicate, hey, you know, I feel like we're growing apart or XYZ, how can someone bring that up? What are some specific communication tools or framing of the conversation that they can have it in a productive and healthy way and not put their partner on the defensive? Because I can imagine if my partner came to me after 10 years and said something like, I feel like we're growing apart, that can put someone in a lonely place. They might be surprised. And you mentioned, you know, not really expecting or having the conversation, but saying that nothing really needs to change necessarily, but sharing your feelings. But it does seem like there would be things that need to have action taken upon them in order to mix things up, because I can see a situation where you would just continue to feel those things. I'm a different person. So I know I asked a couple questions there, but maybe you can elaborate on the conversation and what kind of action might take place.
So, yeah, I'm glad you're going a little deeper with this. In terms of conscious communication, which is what we're always trying to do, which is an awareness of how our words are affecting someone and the impact they're having. As we express different needs, you might just say that you might talk about how you're noticing some things in yourself. And you want to validate how that change in yourself is probably also being noticed by your partner. If you bring attention to what seems to be different, things seem to be off. We're not quite connecting. And oftentimes, yeah, you're right. People don't necessarily want to rush into these kind of conversations. But someone has to speak first. And I think if you speak first to what you both might validate together or affirm together, that something is feeling different. And then to be able to talk about how one person is changing, what they're noticing about themselves. And it is about themselves. It's something is happening, something gestating within in a way that feels different. And sometimes people don't even fully understand what that is. They just feel they have some different needs and they are not even fully sure what those are. So the best way to go about it is to broach it in a very careful, considerate way. You're talking to someone who you have feelings, who you spend time with, you have history and love with, but you're going to be very considerate, very careful about how you speak, and you're going to try your best to share whatever you know about whatever's going on with you, and then open up a dialogue, and that person, the partner, may very well begin to know some of these things or notice some of these things. So it's important to be inclusive and to want to have a real conversation, a real dialogue, so that the partner can also share what is going on for them, what they might be noticing, what they might be seeing.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at hero.co. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Can you give a specific example of how that conversation might start? I think it's valuable for our listeners to have an example of what that might sound like.
So it might be something like if you're speaking to your partner saying, you're probably aware that that things have felt a little off between us. We don't feel the connection that we've had. And then you would get in a yes, you're right. I have been kind of wondering. And then you can say, so I've been aware of it as well. And I've been also wondering as to why. And I've been noticing in myself that I'm starting to have other feelings that I am not sure that feelings and needs that I'm not sure can be met by the two of us or by you, you know, that I'm changing in ways that I'm exploring and wondering about. And I have other interests. I have other needs. I mean, becoming aware of. I feel I'm changing or evolving, and it doesn't feel like we're able to resonate in these ways that I'm changing. And again, Chase, what I'm emphasizing is you're sharing your experience. You're making it about you. There's no blaming, or there's no you're doing this, or I'm not getting that from you. You're keeping it in the I thou, which is I myself, and having some real difference in how I'm feeling with us, and I'm not certain as to what to do about it. Or if you are quite certain, you can say, I would like to suggest that we do. We have some space between us. We might try a trial, something that we may have be able to go out more by oneself, or whatever it might be. I need to go on a retreat. I need to do some other things that offer me more of myself that I feel. And oftentimes this happens, very common, that one partner and a couple will actually lose, overly sacrifice oneself for the other. And over time, there's less of a self to give. And then who is that person? So it's wanting to come back and find who I am now. I mean, we do change, as I said, over time. Sometimes we change and we're not quite aware of it until something really hits us in a very dramatic way. And then it's a wake-up call for something that I'm not able to continue being in the way that I've been in this relationship for much longer.
I think this is an important thread to pull on here, because especially in longer term relationships, that as we change individually, it's going to change how we relate to everyone in our lives, but certainly our primary partner in a long-term relationship. But that it's easy to look towards our partner for some kind of response or action that they need to change in order for us to feel fulfilled or happy, or how the relationship used to be, when the reality is that we're changing. And maybe it's that we need a new hobby, or we need to expand our friend group, or we need to take a vacation, or as you mentioned, a retreat on our own to kind of rediscover ourselves. I think there's a lot there. And I'm speaking from personal experience, having been in a long-term relationship and marriage that ended after about 12 years. And I found that, and we've shared on this podcast, but my ex-wife, Sarah, and I, nothing really bad was going on between us. It was more that we were both changing. And I personally wasn't looking outside of the relationship to fulfill some of the things that were coming up for me personally. I tended to focus on the relationship, and it was misleading. And could you speak to that, in the sense of, is it common that as we're in a long-term relationship and we change individually, that people look at the relationship and point to things that need to change in the relationship, when the reality is it's an individual thing and the focus needs to be there? Not to say that there can't be things in the relationship that need to be worked on, but are you kind of following what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your sharing a little bit of your history. I think it's important to know, given what you said, that the needs that now are coming more clear, that are important needs that one might have, it's important to do both, actually, and then see what unfolds. It's important to try to have those needs met intrapersonally within oneself, and then engaging in the world to do things and have activities and interests and other ways, other space to address that. But it's also important not to forget to bring those needs to our partner, who has known us, who has grown with us, and may or may not be aware of those needs. I've had it happen, you know, oftentimes in my couples therapy, where someone is about to head out the door and the other says, well, why didn't you tell me? You know, I didn't know that was so important to you. I didn't know you needed that. And somehow the partner who's thinking of leaving just assumed they knew, or maybe mentioned it once or twice, or just really wasn't able to convey that, or felt uncomfortable for whatever reason. Didn't want to bring something up, got some anxiety around it, some fear, maybe something happening in ways, perhaps an intimacy or something that they felt they shouldn't bring up. But it's important to remember that we want to make sure our partner's included in some decisions, or even some big radical feelings that we're having, because some of these things perhaps still can be addressed within the dynamic, within the relationship, as well as attending to what you can bring to yourself and engage, from, as you said, the outside the relationship.
What can someone do within the relationship to reconnect, to spark the relationship again? Obviously, there's any number of things that might need to be addressed. If you're having communication issues, issues with intimacy, those things, I don't want to say those things aside, those need to be addressed. But let's say there's nothing major. It's just you're kind of on autopilot. You're busy with work, kids, and you wake up one day and realize, wow, it's been 3 years since we had a date night or a vacation together. I feel like that's easy to do, even in a relationship that feels healthy, but it can leave you feeling a little bit empty in the relationship, and you almost don't even realize it. So how can someone approach their partner and reignite a relationship that's in the longer term throes of, let's just call it, mediocrity, and get out of that state?
It's so easy, James, as you're saying, to fall into a kind of routinized way of living and being together, which is working or workable, and to forget what happened in the beginning. You were sharing experiences together. And of course, in the beginning, you were sharing new experiences. So as our life becomes more linear, let's say, and oftentimes more limited in terms of what we're able to do, if you're able to together think of things that you used to do that you love, that really you share a positive energy and felt connection and some interest, and you maybe want to try to bring some of those back, but also to try new things. I mean, the brain really thrives and is stimulated by novelty, by things that are different. That kind of opens up some new energies. So in intimacy, for instance, you maybe do something or see something together, perhaps talk about some fantasies, or maybe each of you has something you always felt a little shy about. And so if you're able to bring in some new things and to be curious, to be honestly curious rather than with not evaluating, you want to stay away from that. If you're going to decide, we want to bring in some new things, you want to openly, wholeheartedly say, yes, I'm willing to try this. I want to be open to creating some new experiences together. And really that's what can get you through into a more expanded place that's what you're going to be building on, but new experiences.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe. I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
I think individually and within a relationship, that's so important. I'm definitely someone who I think like a lot of people is very routine based. I have my habits. I have what I like to have for breakfast, what I like to do on the weekends. And it's very much the same thing over and over. And I enjoy it, but I've realized that it's extremely invigorating to change that up, and just individually, but I've done this in relationship too. And even if that means going away for two nights on the weekend to a beach town an hour south of me, I did this with a former partner, and everything was fine in our relationship. Nothing was wrong or anything, but we were getting a little bored just in general, individually, not necessarily in the relationship. And we took a two night trip, 45 minutes away. And it was so great for the both of us, you know, individually and as a couple. It sounds so simple, and I'm sure our listeners have heard it before, but I think it takes, at least for me, like a real kick in the butt, you know, to say, okay, this weekend, we're not going to do the usual routine, which is a fine routine, and we have fun having coffee at our favorite place, and that's beautiful, but let's do something different. And really, one partner can take that initiative, book that Airbnb. It could be 10 minutes away. Just a change in the scenery of a different place can be so valuable. And you don't need to spend a lot of money and do a big vacation. You don't need to have some elaborate plan. And I'm just saying all this to hopefully give that listener out there a little extra motivation to do it, because there might be resistance there too. Maybe you're not exactly on the best of terms with your partner right now. It's amazing how much getting outside of our comfort zone, sharing a new experience, even if it's just a new place down the road, can reinvigorate us. And I'm sure there's some psychology behind it. Just our brains love novelty, that's going to just boost all the good chemicals, and certainly in the realm of partnership, create more connection.
I really appreciate what you're saying. I think that's a great idea. I think people that do what you're saying, Chase, actually feel very different. When you go away for a couple of nights, three days and a couple of nights, you come back changed a little bit. It feels like you've been away for much longer. It feels like you've entered into another reality, that something is just so different. And in that difference, you come together in an appreciation of living a more expansive life. And that's what you bring back. And that can really invigorate a relationship and have you excited to do more and to do more little things. So I think it's important, even just the intention for someone to say, let's do this, and then to follow through. It says something to the other partner, which is, this is going to be meaningful. This is what we need. And if we trust each other, if we each find these ways to expand who we are together out in the world and to bring that back. And in a similar way, when a person goes off by themselves to do something, have an experience, whether it's seeing a show or a movie or a concert or something, that's meaningful. And you bring a sense of that back. It's a new energy. It's something that's opened up within yourself that you want to share with your partner, and you do share, and that person is able to take that in. So I think it's very, very important to do what you're saying. I think, I hope your listeners can really consider that even a couple nights away can feel like a week away, because you really entered into something new and you bring that back.
Well, Dr. Monyo, I think that's a great place to wrap up. And just to emphasize, I want to give our listeners a little homework to do this. I said a two-night little vacation. It can be going to a new restaurant for brunch this Saturday, or getting a new board game. Like, take baby steps if the two nights away sounds too big or you feel too busy. And I guarantee you're going to feel reinvigorated in the relationship and individually. And I'm speaking from experience, and as someone who has a really hard time breaking a habit or getting out of my routine, I very much like the things that I do and I feel fortunate. But even if you're in that situation, try something new. Even if your relationship is feeling pretty good, but you realize, hey, we haven't had a weekend away in a while, and you're going to notice it's going to take things to a new and beautiful place. So thank you for highlighting this topic, for reminding me to do that, not only in my relationships, but individually. I think that's really valuable. So thanks for taking the time to come on the show. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online? And if there's anything we skipped over or maybe something you want to emphasize, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. So I just want to on a high note, what you just said, I love what you just said. And what I mean by that is just say yes. When your partner comes up with something, don't make a thing about it. Let's talk about it. Just say yes. Your partner is bringing something that is meaningful, that is opening, that has some interest to them. It just makes it a lot easier. And it could be, like you're saying, just something as easy as, let's go, if you're living in New York City, once a month, we're just going to go to another part of town and just see where we end up and see what we want to do, that sort of thing. Anyway, so yeah, my name is Dr. Michael Monyo, spelled M-O-N-G-N-O, and my website is presentcenteredtherapies.com. And I'd be happy to speak with anyone who might be interested in anything we've talked about. You can certainly find me online, and hopefully that's something out of what I had to say today.
Well, we will have those links in our show notes and on our website. And thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
You're very welcome. All right. Take care, Chase. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, We really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.